This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so how about this? The idea that it's not really what or how much you eat or drink, like sugary drinks, let's say, but rather it's how much you exercise that is the determining factor in obesity in America. That's the philosophy of the Global Energy Balance Network, a newish group funded by the world's biggest producer of sugary drinks, the Coca-Cola Company. Anahad O'Connor writes about the group and its relationship to Coke in today's New York Times. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Tell me about this group, the Global Energy Balance Network.
So it's a group of 7 or 10 different researchers across the globe, and they say that they're recruiting other scientists and that they have recruited other scientists in other countries. And they say their goal is to increase awareness of both sides of the energy balance equation. They say that there's been so much focus on diet and nutrition, and people are not focused enough on physical activity because they believe sedentary behavior is a huge driver of obesity, and we need to focus more on physical activity because it's getting short shrift and it's being overlooked, which is, you know, essentially what the food industry and Coke in particular has been saying for a long time.
So you can drink as many cans of Coke as you want, so long as you walk it all off? Is that basically it?
As long as you're exercising enough. And in fact, you know, if you look at, you know, their website and where they make their arguments, they say that the way to maintain a healthy, stable body weight is not reducing your calorie and food intake, as many public health experts would argue, but to actually eat more and exercise more. So be as physically active as you can, and don't worry about, you know, cutting back on food and calories.
Give me the business and economic backdrop to Coca-Cola being involved with this group.
Yeah, you know, there's been a huge public backlash against sugary drinks. And you've had many municipalities trying to tax them. You've had many public health advocates and consumer advocates pushing Coke and others in the food industry to stop marketing their products to children. You know, sales of sugar-sweetened beverages have been slipping and falling. So the food industry is kind of scrambling. You know, they see the writing on the wall.
It's an advocacy group. Fair enough?
Absolutely. You know, when I reached out to several independent obesity experts who don't take food industry funding, they all said the same thing. You know, in their words, they said this is a front group for Coca-Cola.
Anahad O'Connor is a reporter from the New York Times. His story on Coca-Cola and the Global Energy Balance Network is on the front page of the paper today, top left, if you're looking for it. Anahad, thanks very much.
Thank you.